today's message is change water into wine.
是在约翰福音第二章, 这是耶稣所行的第一个神迹。
It's recorded in the book of John, chapter 2, is the first miracle Jesus has performed.
第三日在加利利有加的迦拿有娶亲的宴席, 耶稣的母亲在那里。
On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding.
我们可以从这里看见我们的耶稣他与人亲近。
So we can see Jesus' relationships with other people.
在婚宴的当中呢，他愿意与人在一起。
He likes to communicate with people during the wedding.
在婚宴的当中，我想最高兴的应该是新郎和新娘。
And I think the happiest person in the wedding is the bride and bridegroom.
因为两个人彼此相爱，愿意终身在一起。
Because they love each other and want to spend a life together.
他们彼此之间的爱，这样的快乐，想与他的所认识的人一同分享。
And they want to share their joys with the one they loved.
所以在婚礼的当中是一个很快乐的气氛。
So the atmosphere is joyful.
事实上我们看见过去那个新娘要嫁出去啊，她都必须要哭一下子，好像表示其实舍不得离开她的母亲。
So by tradition, the bride usually cried before she got married, just thinking maybe it's reluctant to leave her parents.
好像她舍不得离开她的家。
And don't want to leave her home.
但如果他的母亲真的把他留下来的话，他就不高兴了。But
you know, no mother wants to keep their daughters at home.
所以婚礼里面是一种快乐的气氛。So
it's joyful environment.
那在婚礼的时候，因为这个气氛又要让许多的朋友聚集在一起。Because
during the wedding, there are a lot of friends are gathering together.
所以也是一个很热闹的场合。And
it's very lively too.
我想大家在那个地方焦点都是放在新郎和新娘的身上。And
I think the focus points in the wedding is bridegroom and the bride.
那在这样婚礼的过程中，还有一件很重要的事情，就是大家要一起吃饭。And
also one thing important is everybody has to eat together.
你知道吃饭的时候呢，大家的紧张的情绪就会松懈下来。And
it's actually really relaxing. Event.
是一个很放松，能够随心所欲的一个场合。And
then it's really relaxing, and people do whatever they want to do.
所以有很多的人在办很严肃的事情的时候，都喜欢到餐厅里面去办。So
that's why some people, when they do business deals, they want to go to the restaurant to do that.
因为大家一开始吃饭的时候，那个紧张就可以松懈下来。Because
the emotions and they will relax themselves.
可能就有很多很难。 解决的事情呢，可以在餐会里面呢，比较轻松的场合就可以谈成。So
some difficult issues will be resolved in the environment of a restaurant.
而且吃饭的时候呢，不但这个饭肴好，气氛好啊，所以大家的快乐的情绪呢，就渐渐的会被提高起来。So
when people eating and drinking, they actually become more and more joyful.
那更重要的，在这个这样的婚宴里面，一定会有酒的供应。
Also, the most important part of the meal is wine.
酒的里面有酒精啊，酒精在人的血液里面的时候呢，就会让人产生一种兴奋的情绪。And
we all know in the wine there's alcohol, and the alcohol can make people happy.
因为酒在那个时代呢，耶稣的时代的话呢，是有一个象征的意义在。So
wine in Jesus' time there is a symbolize something.
因为一定是粮食丰收有余啊，有剩了以后呢，才能够酿酒的。So
that's after a great harvest, when people have things left over, then they make wine.
那这个酒酿造的时候需要一段时间的。And
the wine needs some time to produce.
所以酒代表是一个丰盛而有余。So
it's symbolize wealth.
但是这个婚礼到了最高点，大家兴奋达到最高点的时候，圣经这里讲到说酒用尽了。But
according to the Bible, it says when the wedding got to a certain point, the wine was gone.
可以想象，在这样的一个气氛的这样的环境的时候呢，如果酒没有的话呢，整个的气氛呢就会垮下来的。
So can you imagine in this happy hour and there's no more wine?
在那个时代没有办法像我们今天没有酒我们就到店里面去买就可以了。
So during that period of time, it's not like nowadays you can just go to the stores and buy them.
特别是在宴席的时候，那么多的人，一下子之间没有办法收集到足够的酒。
Especially there are so many guests, it's impossible to have that much wine.
所以可以想象这个整个婚宴的快乐的气氛呢，就会崩溃了。
So you can imagine it's such a distraction.
耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
So when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine."
这句话事实上是很深处里面所发出来的一句话。
So that's actually deep from her heart.
因为我们知道，在圣经记载，这一次是第一次耶稣行的第一个神迹。
Because we know, according to the Bible, this is the first miracle that Jesus has performed.
耶稣这个时候已经三十岁了。
And Jesus was 30 years old at that time.
也就是在这三十年的之间呢，耶稣从来没有行过神迹。
So that means during these 30 years, he's never performed any signs of miracle.
但是在玛利亚的内心的深处，他有一个难处跟痛苦。
And the inside of Mary's heart, she has some difficulty.
因为耶稣的出生是不寻常的方式出生的。
Because Jesus' birth is unusual.
圣经里面记载他说他是童女怀孕。
And then according to the Bible, Mary was virgin birth.
但是在当时的时代或者今天的时代对这件事情的话不可能接受的。
So even during nowadays,It's impossible.
只有他自己知道。
Only she knows herself.
但是周围的人不可能相信说你真的就是童女怀孕的。
And other people will not really believe that.
在当时的时候，他告诉他的未婚夫他已经怀孕的时候了，他的未婚夫想把他暗暗的休掉。
So when she told Joseph that she was pregnant, Joseph wants to just leave her.
所以天使在梦中跟他的丈夫约瑟讲说。这是从圣灵感孕而来的，你要娶她。
But God sent an angel to Joseph, said Mary was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
所以玛利亚这三十年的之间呢，对于耶稣的出生这件事情，周围的人是用一种另外一种异样的眼光看他的。
So during all these 30 years, when people look at Mary,
她没有办法去解释的。
And she can't explain it to them.
这个深藏在深处里面的难处呢，终于在今天一个很欢乐的气氛的里面呢，他从心里面投射出来了。
So this trouble in her heart finally come out after 30 years.
他是不是真的是很介意别人有酒喝或没有酒喝呢？
Does she really care about there's wine or no wine?
其实我们常常人在一个气氛的里面，跟自己的心情有一个强烈对比的时候呢，我们里面的。感觉呢会投射反映出来的。
So sometimes our feeling comes out of some event.
这个玛利亚心中的那个羞耻，被人瞧不起的那个心情，在这个婚宴的快乐的气氛里面呢，她说了他们没有酒了。
So all the doubt because other people and the pain in her heart, and she only said one thing to Jesus that they have no more wine.
我们看到有些人他们。拼命在那里发怨言，在那里诉说。事实上，他心中他有一种深处的痛苦，是不能告诉别人的。
So we see some people complaining, arguing, but there's something deep down in their heart. It's painful that they can't tell anybody.
所以有的时候这样的情况之下，他就用反射的方法，在另外一个场合里面把它表达，用另外一种方式表达出来了。
So sometimes you express it in a different way.
这是玛利亚的情况。
It's how Mary shows her feeling.
我们看见这个整个婚宴的里面是非常的快乐，但是玛利亚的痛苦就借这句话说他们没有酒了。
So we see during this very joyful event, Mary's hurt was shown when she said they have no more wine.
她的心里面有一个愿望说，好不好？你做一件事情，能够让我过去被人看瞧不起的这个羞耻。在这一件事情上能够遮盖过去。
So in Mary's heart, she wants Jesus to do something miraculous to wipe away all the doubts from other people's mind.
对耶稣的母亲玛利亚来说，只有圣灵感孕临到她的时候，她知道这个是神所做的事情。
So the Spirit was on Mary, so she knows that God can do things.
但是这三十年的时间， 耶稣从来没有行过一件神迹。
But after all these 30 years, Jesus has never done any miraculous things.
他很渴望，如果耶稣你行一件神迹的时候，我来告诉人是从圣灵所感孕的事情，我就可以得到解答了。
So can you imagine her eagerness that Jesus will do something miraculous to show other people that he is truly conceived from the Spirit?
当他说了这样的一句话，耶稣怎么样回答呢？
So what did Jesus reply?
耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
Jesus said, dear woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my time has not yet come.
在这里英文讲的更仔细，他不是讲母亲，他说妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
So in English here, he didn't use mother, he used dear woman.
你要怎么解这句话呢？
How do we explain it?
有人说因为耶稣喝醉了。
That some people said he's drunk.
事实上不是的。
Of course not.
因为耶稣站在的角度不是一个儿子的角度对母亲说话的。
Because he talked to Mary on the positions not from a son.
所以你认识他真正站的角度的时候，你才能够明白说这句话为什么他会这样的回答呢？
So when you understand where Jesus is talking to her from what position, you will understand truly what it means.
耶稣是站在创造主宰的角度来对这位被造的玛利亚说话。
So he was as a creator talking to Mary.
他是站在救世主的角度来对一个罪人来说话。
He was talking as a savior to a sinner.
所以这样的时候我们才能够明白，他不是不了解这位玛利亚心中的难处的。
So now we understand he knows the hurt and pain in Mary's heart.
也就是说玛利亚，你曾经成为我肉身的母亲，你有你的难处，我了解的。
So he knows Mary as his birth mother and she has her pains and troubles.
但是我来到这个世界不是因为你的原因，是因为天父的原因。
But he knows that he come into this world not because of Mary but because God the Father has sent him.
当圣灵感孕之后三十年没有发生任何事的时候，这样的回答的时候，对玛利亚来讲，她会有一个震撼的。
So after 30 years of raising him, and Jesus answered her in that way, how can you imagine what Mary would think?
在这样的情况之下，她的母亲回答她说：“对着她的母亲对佣人说，她告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。”
So his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you."
这是基督信仰一个最伟大的一个原则。
So this is a great principle in our Christian belief.
从一个受苦的玛利亚，一个做母亲的口中说出来了。
So that's from a mother of Jesus.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Do whatever he tells you.
这个就是基督信仰的原则。
And this is our belief.
就是这么简单。
That's simple.
只要他告诉你什么，你就做什么，这就是基督的信仰。
And do whatever he tells you.
这是一个顺服的心，一个顺服上帝的心。
This has come out of an obedient heart.
这个顺服是因为上帝太伟大了。
This obedience is because how great is our God.
这是一个很大的祝福。
And this is great blessing.
结果从玛利亚一个受苦的母亲的口里面说出来了。
So and it's come out of a mother that suffered.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Do whatever he tells you.
当玛利亚说完这样的话的时候，接下来圣经记载说，照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
So nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons.
那个石缸事实上是一个大的石头，中间挖开了以后成为一个石缸的。
So the jar is actually a big rock that was carved.
那这个石缸呢，事实上是需要把它洗干净了以后呢，因为当时呢不像我们今天有自来水，家里的佣人呢必须到很远的井的地方去挑了水，再把水挑到这个石缸，再把水倒在石缸里面。
So that time it's not like our days we have water in our house.Those are has some people has to carry water from far away and fill those jars.
那当时的习俗的话，当有人来到家里的时候呢， 家里的佣人呢就要出来把水舀出来给他们洗手跟洗脚。
And by the custom, when there's people coming into the house, the servant will get the water out of the jar and wash their hands and feet.
从整个圣经的记载里面，我们就看见上帝创造人的时候呢，他就是要像这个石缸一样，是一个容器，要来承接上帝的祝福。
So we can see from the water jars, when we were created, we're just like those water jars. We're a vessel to receive God's blessing.
这个石缸事实上是把水倒进去的时候，让这个石缸呢能够装满水。
So when people fill the jar, they fill to the brim.
所以接下来耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
So Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water, so they filled them to the brim.
我们被造就好像这个石缸是成为一个容器，是预备来接受承受上帝的祝福。
So when we're created just like a vessel, prepared to receive God's blessing.
我们在这里看见上帝要祝福的方法，他说把缸倒满了水。
So now we see, fill the jars with water.
上帝的祝福从来没有给一半的。
So the God's blessing is never give us half.
一定是倒满的，而且满到缸口。
It's always full, filled to the top.
这是上帝的祝福的原则。
So that's a principle of God's blessing.
所以有时候我们常常在这里思想说，那我好像没有感觉到我承受上帝的祝福。
So sometimes you think, I don't feel like God has blessed me.
我好像没有承受祝福到满的感觉。
And, or I have never felt like I have the blessing filled to the top.
所以有时候连基督徒有时候都有点纳闷。
So sometimes we wonder.
接下来耶稣又说，现在可以摇出去，摇出来送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。
Then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so.
事实上我们在这里看见耶稣就行了一件神迹。
So here we see the miracle Jesus has performed.
他说把水倒满了缸，到缸口。
He said, fill the water to the brim.
他没有在那个地方念什么咒语。
And he didn't say anything other than that.
他就说摇，现在就可以摇出去了。
And then he just said, draw them out.
送去给管宴席的。
And then take it to the master of the banquet.
我们在这里看见一幅的图画。
So we can see a picture here.
一个这么有能力的耶稣。
An all-powerful God.
他可以把水变成酒。
He can turn water into wine.
但是现在是在婚姻的宴席上面正在进行。
But since it's a wedding environment.
一般的人，如果你有能力，你在这个时候。做了这样一件很特别不得了的事情的时候，一般今天的社会的话，这样的人到处都要宣扬啊，是我做的，这个水就变成酒，就是我做的。
So, according to our human mind, we just see if he has done something great like this, he would brag about it.
但是耶稣，你可以看到他在他的身上，他说送出去给管宴席的。
But we can see what Jesus did here. He said, "Draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet."
他是一个遵守。规则的人，他是有一个顺服的灵。
And he is very obedient.
他没有在这个地方来表现他自己。
He's not trying to show off.
因为这个宴席是由这个管宴席的人在做负责的。
Because the banquet was in charge by the master of the banquet.
每一件事情必须经过他经手的。
And everything has to go through him.
耶稣也顺服了这样的规则。
And Jesus followed the rules.
接下来，管宴席的尝了那水变成的酒。并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎来。
And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside.
接下来，他对这个管宴席的就对新郎说：“人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了，才摆上次的。”你倒把好酒留到如今。
And said, everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now.
这个管宴席的很懂得使用这个酒。
So the master of the banquet, of course, know how to present the wine.
因为我们那时候酿酒的时候呢，他酿酒的时候过程呢有两层的，比较。低层的跟 会分离的。
So there are two steps of making wine.
比较低层的比较涩，比较干涩一点。
So the first would be a little bitter.
好酒呢，它先送出去。
So if you give the good wine first,
人们开始喝酒了。
And people will drink it.
喝得有点醉了。
And then we'll get drunk.
所以再送次等的酒出来。
And then you give them the cheaper wine.
那次等的酒喝了以后就不知道那个酒到底是好还是不好。
And then since they're already half drunk, they can't tell the wine's good or not.
所以你说犹太人会做生意，他是有他道理的。
So that's good business.
但是呢，好酒喝完了，次等酒也喝完了，酒都用尽的时候呢，耶稣现在把他从水变成的酒送进来了。
But we see here when the good wine's gone and cheaper wine's gone, and Jesus turned water into wine and brought to them.
那个管宴席的他一尝他就知道这个酒的品质是什么。
And then the master of the banquet, after he tasted the wine, he knew the quality of the wine.
耶稣从水变成的酒，他尝了以后，他发现比那个次等的酒还好。
So after Jesus has turned water into wine, he tasted it. It's better than the good wine.
甚至比那个好的酒，第一次送出去的好酒还要更好。
Yeah, it's not only better than the cheaper one, but also better than the good one.
上帝的祝福不但不会只有给一半，一定给到满的。
So the blessing of God will not give only half, but full and also the best.
不会给次等的，上帝从来没有给次好的，上帝只有给最好的。
And God will not give you some lukewarm, but always the best.
所以基督徒你的经历里面你的感觉是如何呢？
So do we have such experience as Christians?
你有没有常常领受到上帝的祝福呢？
Have you received God's blessing?
你有没有领受到完全的祝福呢？
Have you received the blessing full to the top?
你有没有领受到最好的祝福呢？
Have you received the blessing that's the best?
所以有时候我们会常常在那里疑惑说，为什么我好像没有这样的经历呢？
But sometimes we stand there and say, I don't think I have felt such things.
那我们要回来看这里所启示的一个原则。
So we need to look around and see what we can learn from this.
因为上帝的心是真的要把最好的充充满满的赐给我们。
So the heart of God is want to give us the best and give us all.
在这里我们看见这个容器，这个石缸，一开始的时候必须要洁净。
So let's see all the vessels here, the stone jars needs to be cleaned first.
这个石缸要是不洁净，你就没有办法得着好的酒。
So if you don't clean the jar, you can't get the good wine.
常常在石缸的里面呢，我们拥有自己以为好的东西已经占满着这个石缸了。
Sometimes we have our own possessions and our own thought already fill the jar.
所以上帝把他的最好的祝福倒下来的时候呢，已经 流失掉了。
So when God pour out His blessings, the jar's already full with your own stuff.
所以我们感觉不到上帝最好的祝福满满的给我。
So we cannot feel the felt the blessing that filled to the rim.
还有上帝给的是最好的。
And He gave us the best.
在耶稣的母亲说了说，他叫你们做什么，你们就做什么。
And remember what Jesus' mother said, do whatever he tells you.
这句话很重要的。
It's very important.
他说他吩咐你什么你就做什么。
And she said, do whatever he tells you.
我们自己以为好的东西我们抓得紧紧的在石缸的里面。
So sometimes we grasp the things we think the best.
我们有自己的看法，我们有自己的标准，我们认为最好的，我们就以为这个才是真正的。
So we have our thought, and we have our standard, and we think what's the best is the best.
我们还没有接受耶稣之前，我们对世界的很多的东西，我们都有一些品尝，我们都知道它的等次高低。
So before we receive the Lord, we all have some standards in this world.
当我们信了耶稣以后呢，这个评鉴的标准呢，还在我们的观念里面。
So even after we have received the Lord, this levels it's still in our mind.
所以我们事实上我们在用这个标准来衡量上帝要给的。
Sometimes we measure what God's going to give us with our own standard.
我们仍然用这个标准去追求，要以为得到了是我觉得最好的才是上帝所给的。
And sometimes we use the same standards to measure if it's the best.
我们并没有真正说他说怎么样吩咐我们就照着怎么做。
And we didn't really do that do whatever he tells us to do.
所以我们的这个容器的里面呢，装满了自己以为最好的。
So in our jar filled with our own filth.
我在这一次从 Arizona 搬家到这里，我有很深的经验。
So I have an experience I want to share that during the move from Arizona back here.
在我自己所认为的这个容器的里面，我过去也买了很多的东西，我觉得很快乐，我买到的时候我也很高兴。
So look at all the things I purchased in the past and I liked them and I was happy.
买这个买那个越买越兴奋。
I bought this and bought that and more excitement.
甚至当时拥有这个东西拥有那个东西，我还说感谢主，上帝你赐给我。
And sometimes even say thank God for letting me have it.
但是这次搬家的时候看见这么多，多到一个程度我会害怕。
And this during this time of moving back to California, it's just shocked me how much stuff I have.
我到处去跟人家要箱子。
And I borrowed boxes all over the place.
拼命把它装。
And then put them in.
装不完啊。
And this endless work.
装得很累。
And it's tired.
装到最后，我坐在那里叹气。
And afterwards, I've just sit on.
我说到底我怎么搞的，或者弄成这个样子呢
？And then ask myself, why did I even buy all this stuff?
甚至我难过到一个程度，我坐在那里眼泪都掉下来。
And then I was even crying.
这个不是我在那里故意说的。夸张的话，我跟主说我不敢了。
It's not an exaggeration. I told Lord,
求你救我。
Help me. I'm not going to do those things anymore.
因为我也用我过去的标准，我装了很多的东西，我以为是快乐的。
Because I have my own standard in the past, and I think I was happy.
我并没有说他说什么，我就按照他的所说的去做的。
And I don't think I did what he told me to do.
我用我自己那一套以为很好的很棒的标准去收集去占满我那个容器
and I buy, I purchase just according to my own will.
把我装得满满的时候上帝一心要把他的祝福倾倒下的时候都流失掉了
so when I fill my own jar with my own stuff I can no longer take what God's blessing
我甚至还埋怨上帝说你怎么祝福只有给我那么一点我怎么觉得不快乐呢
And sometimes I even complain, why did you just give me such a little blessing?
这个就是当时婚宴的景象。
Oh, that's the picture of the wedding banquet.
我好像以为我拿到酒啊。
I think I have wine.
但是酒用尽了。
But the wine is gone.
我本来以为我拿到了酒会让我快乐。
And I think I have wine, I'll be happy.
但是当酒用尽的时候却成为淡而无味。
But what happened when the wine's gone?
在那里装东西装得那么辛苦
When I was packing, I was really tired.
我觉得我要搬很多的东西来
And I think I'm going to carry a lot of stuff over here.
好，我终于搬来了
And finally I moved here.
觉得自己拥有很多
And think, oh, I have so many things.
结果我要找一把牙刷，我找不到
And I couldn't find even a toothbrush.
我又更痛苦了
And I was shocked.
这就是人的真正的图画。
So that's a picture of our life.
你以为你抓到了，你用你的方法，你认为你用你的标准抓到了很多，可是到后来你发现真的很痛苦啊。
So you think you have achieved a lot, have obtained a lot, but at the end, you can't even find a toothbrush.
一根牙刷让我整夜嘴巴臭臭的，找不到地方解决啊。
So I can't even find a toothbrush after all my blowings.
现在房子乱糟糟的。
Now it's a mess in my room.
至少我看还要一两个月才能够整理出来，过一个正常的生活。
So I think it will take about a couple of months for me to have a normal life.
酒，从世界上抓来的酒会用尽的。
So the wine come out of this world will be gone.
会感觉到淡而无味。
And it will become tasteless.
对我来讲还不止无味，还有苦味。
And it's not only tasteless to me, but it's bitterness.
我以后我买东西我一定要祷告啊。
So after that, I think I'll pray before I make a purchase.
不要按照我自己的喜好去买。
It's not according to my will.
因为我可能还要再搬一次家。
Because I probably have to move again.
我不要再受苦了。
And I don't want to do the same thing.
他说什么我就照着做。
Do whatever he tells you.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的。显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
This the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这里要看见一件事情，就是神迹和信心。
So here we see two things, miraculous signs and faith.
神迹不等于信心。
So miraculous signs not equal to faith.
如果在那一天喝了耶稣从水变成的酒，有很多人。
So that day, there are a lot of people drinking the wine that Jesus turned from water.
他们说，哇，这个酒真好，哪里买的？
So they will say, oh, that's such a good wine. Where did you get it?
喝了以后又不会头痛。
And then there's no headache afterwards.
到底是什么牌子的？
And what brand is it?
应该不会叫耶稣牌。所以耶稣的门徒没有说，从此以后呢，他们就专门装水卖成卖酒，开酒店。
So it's not that after this wedding they'll just open a wine store.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们如果经历到神迹，我们不要停留在神迹。
So when we receive a miraculous sign, let us not just stop there.
因为那个酒喝下去以后就没有了。
Because when you consume the wine, it's gone.
所以我们必须要看见神迹背后的荣耀。
So we have to see the glory behind the signs.
如果看见荣耀的话，你的信心才会成长。
You see the glory, your faith will grow.
否则的话，我们只是停留在追逐神迹的信心生活。
Or otherwise, we're just chasing after all the miraculous signs.
这个不是正常基督徒的生活。
And that's not a Christian's life.
从水可以变成酒，今天的科学来讲是解不通的。
So Jesus turned water into wine. Even nowadays, science could not explain.
因为不符合物质的定律。
Yeah, because it does not fit.
所以这位上帝呢，他是超过了物质定律之上的这位上帝。
So our God is beyond all this.
水是无机物的，酒是有机物的。Water is inorganic, right?And wine is organic. 所以无机物的里面是没有生命的。
So there is no life in the inorganic.
有机物的里面是有生命的。
And there's life in the organics.
从这里，我们从这个神迹，我们就看见那个荣耀。
So through this miraculous signs, we could see the glory.
我们在这里不是在这里炫耀说哇，耶稣真行，不是为了这个目的。
So here we're not trying to brag how Jesus.
如果他能够从水变成酒，
If he can turn water into wine,
能够使无机物变成有机物，
he can turn inorganic into organic,
能够从淡而无味的变成芬芳香醇，
from the tasteless to the sweet,
那他有这个能力。
And he has the ability.
你我的生活，如果你是过着一个淡而无味的生活，他有能力，他能够使你的生活转变，他能够变成你的生活是香醇有味道的生活。
And if we're living a tasteless life, ask Jesus and he can change it too.
你的生活了无生气，他能够让你活泼而有朝气。
And then if your life has no life in it, but he can put life back in your life.
今天我如果有机会看到那一杯从水变成酒，我不会很新特别的稀奇的。
So if I see the wine that turned from water,
我不会觉得很稀奇的。
I don't think it's too surprising.
我更叫我稀奇的是，我这个人，他在我生命中把我转变过来了。
So what's surprising me is me as myself. He has changed me.
过去的我是这样子，淡而无味。
The past is like this, tasteless.
他把我改变过来了。
But he turned me.
我的生命被转变成有味道了。
And my life is full of.
这个神迹比那个水变成酒的神迹，那还要大千万倍了。
And this miracle is way bigger than he turned water into wine.
那一天喝水变成酒的人，就是那些人而已。
So all that people who drink the wine that turned from water.
但是我今天遇到了好多的人，他们的生命变成从无味的变成芬芳的，许许多多人的见证。
But I have met so many people that their life has changed by Jesus.
我就能够看见荣耀。
And I can see the glory.
因为我看见这位主，他身上能够显出的荣耀，我的信心就成长了。
Because I can see the glory of our God, so I can increase my faith.
耶稣世上第一个神迹，他就告诉了你我，我能够改变你。
So during the first miracle of Jesus,
我能够改变你的生命。
He told us he can change us, he can change our life.
你觉得你每天所过的日子就是这么一回事的日子，不再是如此，我要改变你。
So you think your life is just like this? No, I'll change it.
你只要很简单的一些原则，你这个石缸，你这个容器，你要洁净它。
So there's only very simple principles. You need to keep a clean vessel.
你的手要松开。
And let go.
不要紧紧的抓住你以为最好的。
Don't grasp tight of the things you think the best.
许可他把 那里面的东西能够倒掉。
And allow him to take out all the filth from the vessel.
他要洁净它。
And he will clean you.
你唯一所需要知道的就是一个顺服的。
All we need to do is be obedient.
他说什么，你就按照他所做的。
And do whatever he tells you.
因为他是一位伟大的上帝。
Because he is our great God.
因为他是丰富的。
And he is plentiful.
他把这个容器洁净了以后，他要把他的祝福倒进来。
After he has cleansed us, he will bless us.
他不会倒到一半的。
And he will not fill it to the
half. 他继续倒，倒一倒，倒到满到缸口为止。
And he will fill us all the way to the brim.
他满到能够流出来为止。
And overflow.
他要改变你。
He'll change you.
他不仅是要改变你，他不是改变成吃好的。
It's not only change you.
他要改变你成为最好的，要把它赏给你。
And then he will change you into the best.
接下来你就可以摇，从你的生命中摇出来，供应给许多的人。
And then we can pour our life out.
不是很难的。
It's not difficult.
这个上帝的最好呢，是需要经过时间去感受、去体会、去品尝的。
So the blessing of God, it takes time for us to experience.
把过去的那个认为好的要放到一边去。
And put away the things we cherish.
来尝尝耶稣所给的最好的。
And taste the blessing from Jesus.
等到你尝到味道的时候呢，你会自然而然的追求这个上好的。
And when you taste the blessing from God, and you will go after it.
你再也不可能去满足于这世上那些次好的。
And you'll never look back.
基督徒一定要有这样的经验，我尝到那个最好的。
So let us try to experience this experience that I have tasted the best.
弟兄姐妹，基督徒的里面有一种讲法，好像叫我们要不要爱这个世界，要一直把东西抛掉抛掉抛掉。
So the Bible tells us do not love the things in this world.
好像要过一个好像苦修的生活，厌恶这个世界。
Sometimes like we should hate the world and live and suffer.
这个理论听起来是好像 很不错的，但是其实是错误的。
It's not right.
其实是基督的信仰是说，因为你尝到上好的，你对那个次好的自然没有兴趣，这个才是真正基督的信仰。
So what our faith is, since I already taste the sweetness of the Lord, other things in the world is nothing.
有不少的基督徒因为没有尝到上好的，他以为他在舍弃这个世界好的，成为一个这个信仰的方法。
So sometimes since we haven't tasted the best, so I think when we give up all this world, and then we actually suffer.
耶稣真的要把上好的给你。
But Jesus wants to give us the best.
你不可以罢休啊。
Don't give up.
你要不断的跟神寻求说，把那上好的赏给我，让我尝一尝。
And pursue him and ask him.
那个时候对世界的这些肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，很轻松的可以放掉的。
And then we can just give away all the things that we cherish in this world.
因为我没有太多的功夫跟你耗。
Because I don't have energy to deal with those.
我没有时间去追求你。
And I don't have time to spend waste on those.
我向着上帝那个上好，望着标杆直跑而去。
I'm pursuing God.
耶稣来告诉你这个上好的福分。
So Jesus tell you the blessing.
他头一个神迹就是这样的，可以临到你我的身上。
And the first miracle Jesus has performed will actually come down to us.
盼望我们记得很简单的原则。
Hopefully we'll remember the simple
principle. 我这个容器需要被洁净。
And this vessel of mine needs to be cleaned.
我里面有很多东西需要倒掉的。
And there's some filth inside of me needs to be
cleaned. 他怎么吩咐我就怎么行。
And then whatever he tells me, I'll do.
接下来你就有这个应许，你可以向他求的。
And then you can ask him.
主啊，你要把那上好的给我。
And Lord, give me the best.
不可以给我一半，你要给我满满的。
Don't give me half, give me full.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你爱我们，你一心要把你的福分倾倒给我们。
And we know you love us and you want to bless us.
求你帮助我们洁净这个容器。